Hot 91's All Things Property with Direct Collective.
You're Jade from Hot 91 and Mel Cayley from Direct Collective having our extended chat. We did chat about this just very briefly on Hot Weekend the other day, and we just wanted to extend this chat because there's so much happening with this new CBD. Mel, you can see it basically, not from space, but from everywhere on Sunshine Coast at the moment. And a lot of people are having a chat about this CBD in Maroochydore. Now, it's been a decade or so in the making, and I think since the construction has started, the levels are getting quite high. You can see all the cranes and the building as you head down Aerodrome Road. The landscape looks different. I really want to explore, Mel, what it means for us on the Sunshine Coast. And I don't just mean in the Maroochydore, immediate Maroochydore area. I mean even, you know, people from as far north in the Noosa area and down to Caloundra, those sorts of regions. What this CBD means, should we be taking advantage, I guess, of this? You know, are there opportunities there that us locals should be jumping on? I know it's a really broad question, but let's get started there. What makes this CBD unique?
Well, when we think CBDs, we think, you know, Melbourne CBD, Sydney CBD, Brisbane CBD, and we think about these CBDs that have organically grown. And especially, you know, post-COVID, we're looking at does the CBD model work? Well, the truth is it probably didn't work very well prior to COVID, and COVID certainly changed the view of a lot of businesses, and a lot more people will work from home and will change, you know, how they're travelling to CBDs. But it creates this persona of, you know, we've got to have all this transport to get people in and out, and creates blockages. But our CBD is something quite unique and quite different. So the thing about our CBD, what's happening in Maroochydore, we need to look a little bit broader. And first one is to understand what makes a city work. So Bernard Salt, for example, from the demographics group, did a really great article, and he talked about the fried egg city. And, you know, so our major capitals are fried egg cities. You've got a CBD in the middle, and then sort of everything hangs off of that. But it's about where we're heading in dispersion. So you've got these key nodes of different types of business. A few years ago, the Property Council of Australia commissioned a report which talked about what makes great cities, or great Australian cities, but essentially makes any city in the world great. And what they've looked at is there's a lot of factors that a lot of cities do well, but there's no city that meets all of the criteria. In fact, the only city or potential city that can meet any of those criteria to make a truly great city is the Sunshine Coast. And the CBD is a core part of that. Because our Sunshine Coast is essentially a master planned community from top to bottom, and then within that master plan we have master planning, and then there's still sub master plans within those sub master plans.
My brain hurts.
So we've got this really a high degree of planning, which is really setting out a great course and some great principles, but effectively a great city. So our CBD isn't going to be just where everyone has to come to work. You know, we're building nodes, like the health precinct at Oceanside, for example, the university precinct and what's in and around Sippy Downs and Palmview. So we're building all these different precincts, but the CBD for us, it's also about understanding how it's been planned. You know, it's the first greenfield, which means it's the first CBD in Australia, probably in most of the Western world, that's come out of the ground plan from scratch. You know, it's the kind of thing they do in India, the kind of thing they do in China, and now they do it in Maroochydore.
Well, that is the thing. It's not a CBD that has evolved over decades. It's something that has been planned, like you said, you know, the acquisition of the golf course and all the planning that went into it. It is essentially a CBD built from scratch.
Yeah, it's incredibly deliberate. And if you look at the area, it's probably a larger footprint than the Brisbane CBD. But we've got all these corsos and these waterways. We won't have anywhere near the density or the height. So the planning of it makes the functionality and livability of it something very, very different. But it's also about understanding what's been done in and around it. So, you know, literally just up the road is an international airport, which will drive business, but also events. So a convention centre, you know, a hub for arts and entertainment. But the tech hub that it will become, the importance of that submarine broadband cable and the connection and housing there in Maroochydore means that any tech-based company in the country should be looking at Maroochydore CBD for latency and redundancy in their team, in their assets, because it's the first time in Australia we've really had that opportunity.
And see, this is the thing, speaking about opportunity, and there's some tech stuff there that I don't fully understand, but what interests me as well is, you know, just from a local point of view, is now that we've got this CBD, which is starting to take shape after being talked about for so long, you know, what sort of things are we going to see in there? And also, I guess the big question that I have too, Mel, is are there opportunities for us as locals? Like, is there opportunity to buy, for example, you know, residential space, commercial space? I mean, you just have to think, well, what would something like that was in the Brisbane CBD or even in Surfers Paradise or even Broadbeach or places like that be worth these days? You know what I mean? It's one of those things we think, oh, you look back, you think, oh, imagine if you had some commercial space, or imagine if you had an apartment right here in the CBD. Are we missing opportunities here? Should we wake up and have a look at what's happening on our back doorstep?
The Sunshine Coast Council is actually doing a great job to bring investment from around the country and around the world. So the messaging that's getting out there is about this burgeoning CBD and the potential and the options. But I agree, I don't believe that locally we've truly grasped everything that will bring. So if you look at City Hall, for example, I mean, that's going to be an iconic building in Australia, and that's been the catalyst for all of these other businesses and for the initial development. It was initially being driven by council. Now you've got the Walker Corporation behind it, who has greater scope to grow and create investment and to deliver the CBD. So there will be residential. There'll be over 4,000 units in there by completion. So in the earlier stages is always the greater opportunity. But it's also about understanding the diversity that will be in there. You know, we've got council building their city hall. We've already got a number of companies and organisations building buildings there, a university campus. You know, so there's going to be a great diversity in that space. So there's all kinds of opportunity for business. But think about from the tech point of view, there will be businesses created in Maroochydore CBD that don't exist in the world today because of the access to tech and data that they will have there. And so the opportunity is actually endless, and it's about understanding how we can grasp those, like I said, commercial, retail and residential opportunities as they come on board.
So you say as they come on board, and I don't know if you know the answer to this, because I certainly don't, Mel. I know obviously it's in its initial stages now. We can see the construction taking place there, but the space is massive. It goes right through to almost to Bunnings on that other side there. You know, will there be residential opportunities that we might be talking about, which I imagine is quite dense living, like smaller units probably offered off the plan and stuff like
Correct.
I imagine that I don't know that there's anything available at the moment. I could be wrong, though. Is this a short term, or are we looking sort of 18, you know, 2 years
well,
down the track? Or
the more momentum it gets, the more developers will come. The biggest problem for developers anywhere in the country, and particularly here on the Sunshine Coast at the moment, are the issues with the supply chain. So the rising costs of steel, and that's having an impact on everybody. So that's pulling back supply a little bit. And, you know, there's a lot of people competing with that home builders grant, for example, of recent times. So there's a lot of construction happening across the board and global demand's increase, and so supply is the issue. So there are likely to be more. At the moment, those opportunities are limited, but they will still start to come, because the more that's created in the CBD, the more people and more other businesses will invest.
And look, obviously they're wanting to, you know, draw in those big tech companies. Obviously that's sort of part of the biggest strategy, to get those head offices, you know, instead of them going to Sydney or Melbourne or Brisbane, they come to the Sunshine Coast instead, which is obviously great for our kind of economic growth and things like that. Talk to me about you talked about the fried egg thing earlier and I really got the visual there. Talk to me about the effect that this will have on the surrounding pockets of property. So I'm talking, you know, this CBD is obviously quite close to the beach. I mean, I imagine a lot of those buildings getting built in there at the moment will actually have ocean views, right?
Yeah.
So you've obviously got all of that real estate that sits sort of from Maud Street all the way through to Alexandra Parade at the beach. And you've got a lot of surrounding, you know, older residential areas that sort of circulate around that CBD. I mean, obviously that's going to be great for their capital growth down the track. Is that a good assumption to make, or does it not work that way?
No, that's a logical assumption. There'll be a lot of change of land use. So keep in mind, when we talk about the CBD, really what we're talking about is Sun Central, which is only a component of the CBD precinct. So there's broader CBDs. The broader CBD goes down to like Ocean Street as part of that. You know, so there are areas that are part of that central business district that are anchored around the development at Sun Central. So yes, there will be opportunities around there, but it's about understanding it's going to have an impact on the entire coast because it's creating jobs, it's creating investment, and it will draw telcos and tech companies and, you know, any business that's data reliant will be attracted to the region. So it's going to have a much broader impact, and not everyone wants to live and work in the CBD, and there is a convenience with that. But if you think about the shift of millennials and their tech reliance, for example, and so in the band of millennials, the older millennials are looking for houses. You know, they're having kids now. The younger ones would happily live in a CBD apartment, not necessarily want to or be able to buy it, but certainly from a rental point of view. So it will have a positive impact on the broader community, but particularly in those pockets in and around.
And I imagine there'll be lots of smart buildings in there too, in terms of the apartments that will become available in there from a residential perspective. Just quickly, before we kind of wrap this one up, because I think if it's piqued interest like it has mine, and I know a lot of locals will be kind of thinking, I want to get a piece of this. What advice would you have to people that sort of live in the area, even the Sunshine Coast area, about how they might become involved or sort of, I guess, have some type of investment in this CBD in the future years? Like, what kind of advice would you give to them?
It's the same for any kind of investment. Okay, so it's about getting the right information first, understanding the outcome you're trying to achieve. Buying property isn't about buying something necessarily that you would live in. If it's about investing, you've got to start thinking about it as a financial asset. So it's the same if you're looking at commercial and retail, but it's understanding what the need is first, what you're trying to achieve out of it, and then looking at where those opportunities present. And so, you know, there are so many really great small entrepreneurial businesses on the coast who might look to invest in their super fund, for example, and purchase commercial in the CBD. You know, there are mums and dads who are looking for an investment opportunity, might find a unit that will give them a really good yield and capital growth prospect. So it's really about understanding the outcome, understanding it as a financial instrument, and then doing your research.
And that's why we need to come see you.
Exactly.
It just opens up a whole other plethora of opportunities. But look, Mel, I always love having a chat to you. And look, I'm very excited about the CBD. I think you've probably piqued a lot of people's interest. I think there's some great opportunities for us here in the future. You're the man to come and see, though, Direct Collective. If anyone out there listening has got a topic that they want Mel to discuss, this is a prime opportunity to get knowledge out of this man. He knows everything there is to know about property. Hit us up at hot91.com.au or get in touch. Thanks so much, Mel.
Thanks, Jade.
For more on Hot 91's All Things Property with Direct Collective, head to hot91.com.au.